Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the third parak of Maseches Challah. Today we're going to be learning parak Gimel Mishnah Tes and parak Gimel Mishnah Yod. In the previous Mishnah parak Gimel Mishnah Ches, the Mishnah discussed a situation where you had challah dough that was mixed with dough where the challah was not yet separated. So the question was, what should we do in such a situation? Here we're going to discuss a similar situation with regard to the halachos of trumos and maestros. As we learned previously, the halachos of trumos and maestros do not apply to the matnos aniyim, do not apply to the gifts that are given to the poor people. The Mishnah here is going to discuss a case where these matanos, these gifts to the poor people, became mixed with other produce that are obligated in Maaser. Says the Mishnah, Kayotze bo, zeise musik shenis arvu, im zeise nikuf. In a similar type of a situation, when we have harvested olives, meaning regular olives that are tevel, Maaser was not yet taken from them, and they became mixed with picked olives, right? Olives that need to be left as gifts to be picked by the four people. They're not obligated in Maaser. So what's the halacha? Or inve batsir im inve olelos, or we have harvested grapes that are tevel. Again, Maaser wasn't separated from them, and they became mixed with these olelos grapes. So like we learned previously in Maseches Peah, these are grapes that are also left to the poor people. They're underdeveloped clusters that we give to the poor people as well. So what should he do in both of those situations? Says the Mishnah, im yesh lo parnasa mimakom acher, like we learned previously, if he has a batch of tevel, of the same type of produce, if they're olives, you have a batch of olives, if they're grapes, you have a batch of grapes, and he could bring them from somewhere else. Again, you have to separate Maaser from the same exact species. What should he do? Motzi lefi cheshbon. Then he may separate an amount of Maaser from that batch of tevel in proportion to the amount of tevel in the mixture. Ve'im lav. But if he does not have another batch of either grapes or olives that he can use to separate the Maaser for the tevel, then motzi truma utrumas Maaser lakol. Then he has to separate the truma and the Trumas Maaser for the entire mixture, even though some of it is not obligated in Truma or Trumas Maaser. But if we're unable to take from another place, then he has to basically assess the entire mixture, including the Matnos Aniyim, the gifts for the poor that are not obligated in Trumas Maaser, and separate Truma and Trumas Maaser for the Kohen and for the Levi from the entire mixture. V'hashar Maaser, Maaser Sheni lifi cheshbon. But when it comes to Maaser for the Levi, or Maaser Sheni that we bring to Yerushalayim, or even Maaser Ani that are brought in other years when Maaser Sheni is not brought, and so on and so forth, in all of these situations, that could just be in proportion to the amount of tevel that was mixed, not the entire mixture like Truma and Trumas Maaser, but it could just be in proportion to the actual tevel that you know is in this mixture. Now we're continuing with the final Mishnah in the Perek, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yod. And this Mishnah is going to discuss another situation where a person mixed dough of tevel, again dough which is obligated in challah, which where the challah was not yet separated, and it's mixed with dough that is not obligated in challah whatsoever. Says the Mishnah, Hanotel Saor Meisas Chitim. If someone takes a piece of sourdough from a wheat dough of tevel, v'nosi l'soch isas orez, and then he places that sourdough into rice dough, which, like we discussed previously, is not obligated in challah because rice dough is not one of the five species of grain that are obligated in challah. What's the halacha? Im yesh batam dagan, if there is a flavor of the wheat grain, which again is obligated in challah, and that can be tasted in the dough, then chayavas b'challah, then the entire mixture is now obligated in challah. V'im lav, but if the flavor of the wheat grain cannot be tasted in the dough, and all you can taste is the rice grain, then petura, then it is not obligated in challah, then it is exempt from challah. The sourdough basically becomes batel, it becomes nullified in the majority of the rice dough, and there's no obligated at all, if there's no obligation at all to separate challah in such a situation. Now the conclusion of the parak is going to try to rectify what we just learned. That's all about the taste with what we learned in parak ches, in the Mishnah ches of this parak. The Mishnah taught us that when tevela sourdough is placed into chulin dough, the entire dough does become forbidden no matter how little tevel the mixture contains. And now we have to rectify what we just said, that it's all about taste, with what we learned in the parak yemel Mishnah ches, which was all about the actual, just the dough being tevel and prohibiting the rest of the dough that you're separating the challah. Says the Mishnah, Imkain, if this is so, that the tevel sourdough forbids the rice dough only if the flavor of the wheat sourdough can actually be tasted, lama amra tevel osir kol shu? In what situation did the Chachamim say that the tevel forbids the mixture even in the smallest amount, like we learned in Perikil Mishnah Chaz, where if you have tevel mixed in, it's going to be completely osir, even if it can't be tasted? Says the Mishnah, that's min bimino. They said that only regarding a mixture of food where it's the exact same type. It's the same type of wheat that had challah, wheat dough that was separated. One part of it was separated, part of it wasn't separated. So in that situation, you have tevel of the same type, both wheat. There, it would prohibit it unless you separate it for the entire mixture. Vishalob mina, but regarding a situation where you have a mixture of food of one kind, which is mixed with another type of with another type of dough, like this case of rice and wheat dough. So in that situation, that's beno same time. The halacha is that in that situation, tevel prohibits it only when wheat in the situation gives taste to the mixture. Otherwise, it would not be usur. It would not be prohibited to eat, and you wouldn't have to separate from it. Have a great day.